I can't tell you how many people have come up to me over the last 24 hours to say, I can't wait to hear you talk about sex. And I wasn't really sure what to make about that, but I'm really glad the bear is gone because I really was going to have to plug his or her ears with something in order for us to do this. I still laugh because I think since we were in fourth, fifth, or sixth grade, there's nothing that makes people giggle, literally giggle more, than the topic of sex. And I don't know why that is, and I suspect we could spend some time talking about it. But when we come to sex and romance with our older and potentially and realistically incapacitated clients, it becomes a much different subject. So I will ask you to, I was going to say bear with me, but that seemed a little, that seemed wrong. So, but bear with me, because we are going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about the who's, when's, why's, and hows, about what goes on and what we need to do as practitioners. Now, my mother was She was a very soft-spoken person, very bright and very interesting. And she always used to say, goodness. And when I would say it, she would say, goodness had nothing to do with it. So, which is an old Mae West quote. So I thought that that would be a good way to both remember my mom and get people's attention this afternoon. What we want to talk about, first we want to talk about what are sex and romance? Loving friendships, hand-holding, kissing and other acts of affection, third base, as we used to call it, and intercourse. So anybody in this room who's done guardianship work could stand up here with me. We could spend the rest of the afternoon talking about stories that have to do with our clients.